brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Wednesday, the 10th day of March 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. On Friday, Jesse Ventura joins us for a full hour to talk about his new book, his TV show, and a lot more. And today, coming up in the next hour, Dick Russell, his co-author, will be joining us. We're going to go through American Conspiracies. You may have heard that name before. I'm really looking forward to the interview. Also, the Huffington Post invited a section of the book to be published in their online publication. They'd already published part of a previous chapter on government drug dealing. But when they put up the piece about 9/11 truth, it was taken down in a few hours and a message put up there that 9/11 conspiracy theories are persona non grata. They are not allowed. So we'll talk about these attempts at censorship because, hey, it's their website. They can do what they want. But once they invite something and then bring it on and then slap it down, it's a pretty serious issue. Not as serious as what's happening in the Congress. The Sergeant-at-Arms office putting out an email yesterday that the Drudge Report was placing viruses on people's computers. Complete and total lie. I even had my IT-savvy wife go look at the Drudge Report and see if it was doing any cookies or putting anything on her computer. It's not true. Only thing Drudge has got running on that is an auto refresh every 25 minutes. Refreshes the page. Total lie. But see, that's a microcosm, and now the Senate's backed off last night. And they've had to admit that, okay, Drudge isn't putting viruses on people's computers. It's the same thing, though, with people that try to access Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, in libraries, government buildings, government provided Wi-Fi in many cities around the world. You pay for it with tax money, but since it's free, they're giving it back to you. They censor it. And it says, oh, this site promotes hate, or this site promotes extremism, or this site has dangerous information, or this site isn't safe to visit. Blocked. And we see this more and more. In fact, I see it examples every day. I saw a Blogspot article critical of Larry Silverstein and the controlled demolitions of the World Trade Center towers and all the insurance he took out on it. And there was a Google message up in front of it that this has been flagged by a community as dangerous. So this is a taste of more to come. And we see the Australian system that they've now put into law. They're trying to implement it. Where if anyone complains on your website, it's just banned nationwide. No way to get off the list. And your authoritarian systems, Stalin's Russia, Hitler's, Germany, Mao's China, little designated tattletales can just send you to a gulag. And the system just clicks their heels whenever the little attack dogs point you out, like a pointer, like a bird dog. And you go on the no-fly list, you go on the no-gun-buy list, you go on the no-work list. And they turn loose armies of sniveling control freaks. Well, on top of that, we got another distributed denial-of-service attack yesterday. And I always find it's interesting the way these come in. It was the same type of denial-of-service attack we got last April when we were exposing the swine flu at a key juncture. And it came out of the same distribution system, so we'll We'll talk about that today as well. G. Edward Griffin's also coming on in the last hour.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off-the-Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I've got a lot of really important news from around the world and here in the United States. G. Edward Griffin is joining us in the last hour. Co-author of Jesse Ventura's new book, American Conspiracies, Dick Russell, is on with us in the next hour. They had an article that they were requested to publish in the Huffington Post, censored on 9/11 Truth. That is coming up, and a lot more. But before I forget to get to this, because I saw this 2 days ago, well, I first heard this on News Radio 590 KLBJ, and it's now in the Austin American Statesman today. And the reason this is important for the rest of the country is the fact of our investigation about Art Aceveda is borne out in this article. Very slick politician. Very nice, very charming, very intelligent. Comes on the show whenever we request him to come down. But absolutely unconstitutional activities. He spearheaded 2 years ago warrantless blood draws. First, they had these rubber stamp fake warrants, like national security letters, similar to what Homeland Security uses for roving wiretaps, just rubber stamps. And then they went to the Texas legislature and had them pass a law that they could take blood without a warrant. And I was talking to a former Austin judge, one of my lawyers, and he was just saying the judges are all just shaking their heads. And it goes on from there, you know, shutting down a gun show at the orders of the ATF without a law. So I researched Art Aceveda, And when he was with the CHIPS, the California Highway Patrol, he blew the whistle on supposed corruption in the CHIPS with the feds. Now, sometimes that's a good thing, but then he got fast-tracked by this federal think tank that vets police chiefs and then tells cities, we'll give you more federal funds if you put this guy in. And he literally is basically a federal officer. And here it is today. I have several articles on it. This is from Impact News. Austin Police Chief Art Aceveda is running for Dallas Police Chief. Austin Police Chief Art Aceveda recently applied to lead Dallas's police team as chief, along with six other finalists from around the nation. And, of course, who chose the finalist? Not the people of Dallas, not even the city council. Recruited by the Police Executive Research Forum in Washington, D.C., Acevedo said the move did not come as a response to dissatisfaction with his role in Austin, but sees the position as a new opportunity. I'm extremely happy and deeply love the city and the department, Acevedo said in a phone interview. Believe me, I'm extremely torn. It's been an emotional 24 hours. So, you know, the issue is this guy is going to end up high-level Justice Department. That's how it works. And he will probably end up being chosen as Dallas Police Chief because he's so slick, so smooth, and he can make the public love warrantless blood draws. He can really sell the public on the police state. And he gets the police to dress nicer and be more polite as they violate your rights. And I liked him the first 6 months he was in because he actually punished some bad cops here in Austin that were, you know, shooting innocent people in the back and things. I was saying, wow, I like this guy. But, boy, it's bad news. You know, why can't Austin, why can't Dallas, why can't Washington, D.C., why can't L.A., why can't Santa Fe, New Mexico, or Detroit, Michigan have a police chief from the city? That's how it always was until 50 years ago. Now, almost every chief in the country, and I've had police officers on like Colonel Craig Roberts, also Army veteran, to talk about his experiences in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, and other places. And they just bring in these feds. And so you can have cops in national surveys, 98% in the last big law enforcement survey believe that there should be less gun laws and believe the Second Amendment is good. 98% of cops are right on that issue. But they've got this type of leadership like Art Aceveda. And I haven't even tried to get him in lately because, I mean, what's the point of having some slick politician come in here and basically bend me over? No. And so Matt, one of our IT guys, said we ought to have another protest down at the police station where we rent U-Hauls and go down there and invite him that will pay his way up to Dallas. But, you know, Dallas is my hometown, and he'll fit in nicely there. For 6 years, it's been in the newspapers up there that the police have knock-and-talks. And they, for some reason, mainly do it in wealthy neighborhoods. They find people are more polite and tend to let them in. And they just come and knock and say, may we come in and inspect your guns? Now, this has been going on for a decade around the country, 6 years in Dallas. And then it turns into things like Boston and D.C. and Chicago, where they actually come and force their way in without warrants. That was actually in the news last year. Just unspeakable, unconstitutional activity. So Art Aceveda will fit in nicely up in Dallas, shutting down their gun shows illegally under federal orders and taking blood on the side of the highway. And, you know, look for Art Aceveda in Homeland Security soon. If he gets into Dallas, or it's only a matter of time, to another big top 10 city, what, Dallas is number 5 in the country? He'll move on from that next springboard to the Justice Department, the ATF, something like that. And so he will definitely end up being a powerful general in the New World Order's army. But remember, Aceveda, remember, decades from now, remember how you sold out. I mean, is it worth it, what you've done? But he became a little federal darling, what was it, 7 years ago in California. And, you know, there's so much police corruption in California. The types of things that he exposed were pretty small. And you'll always notice that the feds always go in and take over police departments, and then things get 10 times worse. Oh, we're here to fix things. We're here to take care of it, and then it only gets worse. So total federalization. I've been touched by how warmly I've been embraced by both the APD and the community we serve. But I think in my career, you're tenuous at best on a good day. The life cycle of a police chief is most major cities is 3 to 5 years, and that is quickly approaching for me. I owe it to my family and myself to explore this career possibly and keep my options open. But don't worry. Again, it's not the people of Dallas that are choosing this guy. No, the 6 police chiefs are recruited by the Police Executive Research Forum in Washington, D.C. And the feds choose through this quasi-government think tank with all these government officials sitting on it. They decide who absolutely will trample the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Who licks the boots of federal agents stomping on the Constitution? Arne Cepeda, send him to the top. Well, he'll probably be on this board in 10, 15 years when he retires. And it just expands out from there how these individuals operate. That's why in Time Magazine, Newsweek, Fox News, CNN, everywhere, Bill O'Reilly's attacking him, but I'm supposed to like it. Well, because Bill O'Reilly's on Fox, he must be good. Attacking Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. Attacking Sheriff Mack. I mean, what does Sheriff Mack do? He goes around the country, highly decorated sheriff, did a lot of great work as a lawman before that, stood up, went to the Supreme Court, overturned an unconstitutional background check, gun registration. So they just changed it over to the instant check so they could continue their unconstitutional activity. And he goes around to sheriffs around the country. He told the New York Times that it was this show that really introduced him to the nation. And that's great. That's what this broadcast is for. That's when suddenly he got all these huge speaking engagements to thousands of people every day or two in different cities of the country, getting good sheriffs elected that say, we're not going to let the feds come in here and violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You've got to follow state and county law. It's a jurisdictional issue. That's why they're demonizing him, because he's the opposite of Arne Cepeda. So you got the feds coddling and under their dark wings. Arne Cepeda. And by the way, I've noticed with a lot of police chiefs, they weren't born in this country. Arne Cepeda is from Cuba, and he claims he doesn't like Fidel Castro. But let me tell you, that sounds like something Fidel Castro would do, shut down a gun show without a law, or take blood without warrants. I think him growing up in Cuba, a little too much of that authoritarian system rubbed off on him. See, we can't have a police chief from Austin, Texas. We can't have one from West Texas in Austin, or South Texas, or North Texas. We've got plenty of, if it's a quota system, Hispanic officers from Texas whose families go back to the founding of Texas, the father of Texas, the person that wrote Texas Constitution was Hispanic. We can't have somebody from that guy's family be the police chief in Austin in Travis County. No, we've got to have somebody who behaves like Fidel Castro as our police chief. And so he says the heat's getting a little hot here in the kitchen, so he's going to run up to Austin. Run up from Austin up to Dallas. And, you know, the office was saying, great, 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 we hope he leaves, we hope he gets the job. No. Austin's a completely federalized / UN munialized city. They're doing the national test for $2.6 billion in carbon taxes in Austin. They're going to bring you someone even worse than Arne Cepeda. Let me tell you, he's very charismatic, extremely, one of the most charismatic people I've met. You know, you meet movie stars and people, they have that same charisma, and that guy's going places. But it's not too late for you, Arne Cepeda, to turn back and not follow in the footsteps of Fidel Castro. Okay? You gun grabber. So I'm done talking about you. stuff. But the whole issue is, do you control your police chief? Does your city or did the feds plant them in your town?
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Welcome back. A couple big announcements today here on the show.
When that train keeps rolling,
articles up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also go to the realteaparty.com. That site is set up now, correct, IT guys? So you can go to either InfoWars.com and find the article or go to the new coffee party website. We're announcing the birth of the Real Coffee Party. Now, 2 months ago, we said we were going to do this. Obama got it launched. It's all over CNN, MSNBC, New York Times pushing it. And we're going to be adding more to the site in the days and weeks to come, pointing out that the fake coffee party is an Obama-run, mainly illegal alien organization. I've seen the videos of the coffee party rallies. It's a bunch of illegal aliens screaming for more government. So, again, we're ruled by foreigners, and the government uses foreigners as a political weapon here in this nation. It's a key article. I'll be reading more of it later in the broadcast, but announcing the birth of the real coffee party. And we have a code in here that we're going to expand on in the future, the constitutional code. Number one, defending and securing the borders of the United States of America, prevent the illegal creation of sanctuary cities, and enforce immigration laws. Number two, uphold the Second Amendment, repeal unconstitutional gun laws. Number three, end the Federal Reserve's stranglehold over the American economy. Number four, reject and repeal all international treaties that supersede the U.S. Constitution and violate national sovereignty. Five, uphold medical privacy and completely outlaw forcible injections. End all invasive, this is number six, unprovoked and unconstitutional foreign wars, wars of aggression. Number seven, peacefully take back control of the states from increasing federal enforcement via the Ninth and Tenth Amendments or nullification. Number eight, end the federalization and militarization of law enforcement, what we were just talking about with federal officer Acevedo. Number nine, end unconstitutional land grabs, neo-feudalism, and outlaw carbon taxes fraudulently promoted in the name of climate change. 10. End the unconstitutional use of the USA Patriot Act against U.S. citizens. You can go read the rest of it at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, or go see the embryonic site. It's got the basic info up there. It's going to be beefed up a lot in the next few days. TheRealCoffeePartyCom. And again, we launched this last week officially, but I haven't even posted a banner for people that might not have found the article that has the contest rules. Three contests, $15,000 in prizes. No second or third place. There's just three prizes. $10,000 prize for one contest, $3,000 for another, and $2,000 for the other. Find out about all the contests. Again, InfoWars officially launches Naked Body Scanner Protest Contest. You go out, have a protest, demonstration, stunt, as long as it's legal, and you shoot video of it, post it to YouTube, send it to us, and April 10th, coming up in 30 days from today, that is when the contest closes. You've got to have it in by then, and then we will judge it in the next 5 days, and on April 15th, we will announce the three winners here on the air. I'll probably end up also getting the winners on, but that's not part of the contest. So $15,000, but no matter how you demonstrate or get involved or post videos, you win because it educates people against the naked body scanners that are in danger of being removed from airports, and many airports are saying no to them, not just in the U.S. or Canada, but also in England and Europe. I mean, we keep pushing on this. The establishment counts on us to get mad at first and then kind of shut up and go along with it. No, we've got to just continue to push, continue to educate people, continue to expose what is going on this front. So good job to Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nimmo for getting up the realcoffeeparty.com website and also getting the write-up done last week for the contest. Now officially launched. You know, we get so busy here. It was a month or so ago I decided to have the contest, and I blinked, got busy on other tasks, and a month plus had passed, and I hadn't officially launched it yet, but we got it done. We always do everything we say we're going to do. Just sometimes it takes longer. You know how it is. We're finishing Police State 4, Rise of FEMA right now, my new film, and Jason Burmese's new film is done, but we're fact-checking some of it, proof-checking, checking the spelling, the bill numbers. Just, you know, any film I put out, when we watch it five or six times, we find a few things that can be corrected or tightened up. But it's basically done. It'll be mass-produced in the next 2 weeks. Pre-orders start next week for that film, as well as Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, an incredibly shocking documentary, extremely informative. Truth is our weapon. The people are now ready to be awakened. Okay, I'm going to get into all the top stories and key news and information straight ahead after this quick break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard right.
You found it, ladies and gentlemen, the front lines in the info war. We wage war on corruption as we crash to the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Got a special broadcast coming up tomorrow. You'll definitely want to tune in. I'll just leave it at that. And then Friday, Jesse Ventura and others. His co-author, Dick Russell, coming up in about 26 minutes from now. Of American conspiracies now hitting the top 10 of all the major nonfiction charts out there. We have it available, discounted in hardcover at InfoWars.com. Get a free film with your order. You can't beat that deal. No one can top that. That's our mission. Get the information out. And G. Edward Griffin needs no introduction, joining us in the last hour today to talk about a host of issues and to take your phone calls. Okay, I've got 5 big stacks of news here, and let me just start with this. This is out of the Star Ledger, out of New Jersey. What's going on in New Jersey? We have a lot of listeners in New Jersey. There's a lot of good people in New Jersey. But I always see the most bizarre things out of New Jersey, like that Bergen County police chief. They have police chiefs over the county there. coming on the show and saying he thinks everyone should be made to take an implantable microchip. And I saw an article a month ago where Walgreens won't develop in New Jersey photos of guns, that people take photos of their firearms collections for insurance purposes. They won't develop them. It's like mind control. You know, first, the kids can't draw a picture of a gun in art class. You can't have a toy gun. You make a gun with your hand. Bang, bang, cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians like we all did. You get suspended or put in psychiatric care. I mean, you've all seen these articles where you bring a plastic knife to school to spread butter on your toast or whatever, and they arrest you. I mean, I see this stuff every day, but a lot of times it's out of New Jersey. New Jersey Kids Baseball League rejects Maplewood gun dealer sponsorship. That's right. It can't say the name of the gun dealer, you know, there in the they're on the back of the outfield. They'll have ads for auto parts or dentist or banks or Pepsi or Coca-Cola or whatever. Well, you can't have an ad for your gun shop. This is part of them intimidating us that our guns are dirty and the Second Amendment's evil. Oh, but when we see cops in black masks driving around in armored wheeled tanks with microwave or sound guns, beating people with billy clubs for no reason, or police dogs attacking old women at the G20, or troops jumping out of cars and grabbing activists for no reason and speeding off with them. And the G20 admitted they were doing it. The media thought that was a hoax. It was so third world or sci-fi police state. Then later it came out, no, it's real. And they said those were just private contractors in Army uniforms. Well, that's even worse. Don't worry, it wasn't the Army, it was private contractors. Oh, just snatching people off the street. And now they've got a bill in Congress, the Belligerent Act, the Enemy Belligerent Act, that says for any intelligence purposes or any reason designated by the president or his designates, you can be secretly arrested, held, interrogated, never given a trial. Now, they already have similar language in the Enemy Combatant Act, but this is out in the open. Maplewood, Matt Carmel, is a card-carrying member of the National Rifle Association. That implies like it's a card-carrying member of the communist, who lives here, a left-leaning suburban base. It's not left-leaning. You're a bunch of people who are into being disarmed slaves, worshiping government, socialism, and being disarmed. You're not a left-leaning suburb. You're a un-American-leaning group of chicken-necked cowards who have a religion of being disarmed weaklings who love being victims. You're a cult-leaning suburb, the cult of slavery. You enjoy your slavery. Matt Carmel is a card-carrying member of the National Rifle Association who lives here, a left-leaning suburban basin, with annual Be About Peace Days. Oh, yeah, big supporters of Obama launching all these new wars. I love how Obama says, oh, I'll draw the troops down in a year. Then a year later, I'll draw them down in a year. Then a year later, I'm going to draw them down in a year. And then the few that do leave Iraq get sent to new countries. I mean, you got to love it. Oh, yes, you're so about peace. He has had polite differences of opinions over the years, evidenced by signs on his front lawn, reading, I'm the NRA and I vote. But now he's clearly miffed. Carmel, a licensed gun dealer, applied to sponsor a team in the local Babe Ruth Cal Ripken Baseball League using the name of his business, Constitution Arms. Just sponsored by Constitution Arms. No, that's dirty. He was rebuffed, arbitrary, capricious, and unfair, Carmel said of the perceived slight. The perceived slight. It's perceived. It happened. I don't like being pigeonholed. It all started in October when Carmel, an NRA certified pistol instructor and licensed firearms dealer, sent a letter to the South Orange Maplewood Baseball Committee, which oversees 120 softball and baseball teams with 1,250 children ages 5 to 15. Since his 10-year-old son, Calman, has played the season before, Carmel wanted to put up 300 fee to sponsor the team himself. But an 8-1 vote, the volunteer committee said, thanks, but no thanks. And then it goes on. Oh, boy. And then they have quotes about this isn't something good for children to see. That's right. They've got to learn how to be disarmed and slaves to the foreign banks. We've all got to be trained how to submit. And every major public school has unannounced drills where the cops come in and scream, we're going to kill you. We're homeschoolers, to make kids hate homeschoolers. And in the weird psychology, the parents don't get mad when their kids come home with soiled underwear in a close to catatonic state. They say, why'd they have the drill? They were homeschoolers. And the parents call the school and they say, we have to do these drills. The terrorists may hit. Learned helplessness. I remember in 1999, it's actually in Police State 2, the takeover, we got videos and photos out of Missouri where they would have the elementary school students put their hands behind their heads and get on buses before Columbine. And they were taken to a, quote, FEMA center. Then it came out in the Washington Post 7 years ago that FEMA does have a plan nationwide to take your children in the event of emergency, and you better believe it, you've got to come to the center unarmed so you can be processed in. I mean, they've built this infrastructure, and they've got lots of excuses, and they're slowly trying to sell it to the public. All right, let me get into some censorship news, and I'm going to get into what's happening with the economy and more. Plus, a key article written by Paul Joseph Watson. I'm going to get to this in the third hour today. We don't have a guest on. Perversion is fine so long as you're in a position of authority, prisonplanet.com. And it's a devastating article. Everyone needs to read this. All over England, the U.S., you name it, people are now arrested for taking photos of their daughters in bikinis in the pool. There's no law. They don't care. They arrest you. The juries are so brainwashed, they convict. Now they're arresting people for showing pictures of their children in the bathtub from the chest up. No. See, they're teaching you that everything that's normal is evil. Meanwhile, Watson has all these examples in England and the U.S. with cameras in the toilets, in the showers, with the naked children being recorded by the government and shared across state lines with each other. Because that's who these people are. The government employs pedophiles, puts them in power, protects them because they'll do anything to have access to kids. And they set the precedent. We're going to watch you at home over the laptop the government issued. We're going to watch you in the showers. We're going to try to arrest people if they take photos of their children in public. Now, I mean, your child could be wearing a three-piece suit and be at a park. You take a photo, the police run up and say, are you a pedophile? That's because they're pedophiles and they want your children. See, this is like an inquisition, ladies and gentlemen. Perversion is fine so long as you're in a position of authority. And you may not believe me that they videotape your daughters in the showers or that they watch you over the laptops. Watson has links to all the mainstream articles. Let me see how many links he's got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 links to mainstream news about it. So, isn't that perfect? You saw the case on ABC News a few weeks ago where a highly decorated soldier, his wife sends him a photo of what was it, their 5-year-old daughter in a bikini playing in a pool, and he has been arrested? Or a family member in Arizona, I'm only using cases that got a lot of attention. The 2- and 3-year-old wrapped in towels. But they're crowding together. You know, you say to your kids, crowd together, take a picture. They're crowding together. And so because their shoulders are touching, your kids are gone. We're the government. But meanwhile, the government is recording their naked bodies all over the country. And I've been seeing this for more than a decade. They've got cameras in the bathrooms, in the showers, everywhere. And they do what they want. They watch you at home. They listen to your phones without warrants. They are the stinking government, the demonic, pot-bellied government. And this is the new Inquisition. I've got articles, again, out of New Jersey for some reason, but also out of California, where you buy more than 500 rounds of ammo. In one case, it was one of those boxes of 22 shells, and you buy them 500. That's nothing. That's not illegal. ATF shows up at your door. Any excuse to harass people. Any excuse to come after the American people. They've got unlimited funds for that. But the underwear bomber, the State Department's ordered by the CIA to let him on the plane. because they use that as the excuse to crack down on you and your family. So this article, perversion, is fine so long as you're in a position of authority. Key article up on the site right now. Okay, on the censorship front, you know, 1 week before we released the Obama deception, the FBI showed up at my office. Then the FBI started calling around my office, and they wouldn't say why they were here. And then they sent me a subpoena for some IP addresses, but in the subpoena it said, you can't talk about it. And I talked to my lawyer. He said I could probably challenge that, but it's just best to, you know, pick my battles. So I had to go on air and say, the FBI is here. They're asking about the Obama deception. I don't know what it's about, but I can't talk about it. People said, oh, the FBI wasn't there. It's a lie. Then it came out, Associated Press, Wired Magazine, Threat Level, and other publications. It was literally in hundreds of papers. I mean, it was just all over the country. That some idiot, was it in Virginia, went on the site, posted a cop's name that shot that black guy in the back in cold blood and then lied about it on the DART train platform in Oakland. And he posted the guy's name and address and said, go after him and his family. And that guy went to prison. And rightfully so, regardless of how bad that cop was, you don't say go after his family. You leave people's families alone. Well, then I could talk about it. I mean, if we tell you something's going on, folks, it's going on. And I got a few emails. I saw some of the comments. Most people noticed they had trouble getting on InfoWars, but mainly PrisonPlanet.tv was down about 4 hours yesterday, off and on. I mean, if we tell you we've been hacked, we have. When we tell you we're being blocked in New Zealand and Australia on many IPs, it later came out in the news we were. If we tell you the cybersecurity bill says that they're going to completely take over the Internet, shut down freedom of speech, we told you that 3 months ago. It's now in Wired Magazine. It's now in the Wall Street Journal. Headline, cybersecurity, the end of the open Internet. Taxes, Internet IDs, censorship, Cass Sunstein. Now, people would not go read the bill. They said, I was making that up, some people. And then now the bill's out, and finally the news reports on it, and people are finally getting freaked out. But right before obviously what was happening was they were using the subpoena as a way to call my other employees and ask about the Obama deception. Whether that was the spookus or what, I had to release it 5 days early. Because, I mean, you got the FBI here, you got the FBI calling, you've got them saying, well, we want these IP addresses, but we won't tell you what this is about. Now, tell me about the Obama deception. Do you have a problem with Obama? And then calling people random extensions in my office, we knew something was going on. Because we didn't even know what the subpoena dealt with. Well, here it is. Alex Jones' website's under massive attack. The last time this happened was right during the peak of the swine flu hysteria in Mexico when I was saying it was fake, it was staged. I was posting government documents how in January they were planning to stage the whole thing. I got a secret state of Texas internal memorandum directly from a state official here in Austin with the name of the doctors at the board meeting where the feds were telling them we were really at level 5 going to level 6 and that all hell was going to break loose. And I said, I don't know if this is real or not. I mean, the document's real. I don't know whether the feds really think this or this is part of their fear-mongering to federalize things quietly. But as soon as that came out, we got hit with a distributed denial-of-service attack. On all the sites, all the big ones. InfoWars, Prison Planet. This one was at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, because it comes out of Japan and South Korea and Australia, that doesn't mean it's from there. Most of the big hacks of this type with distributed denial of service are done because they have the best Internet connections over there for some reason. I mean, you look at a map of the best Internet-connected countries in the world, it's in Asia. It's not the U.S. We're way down the list. And we have no way of telling where it came from. But Paul Watson points out that we've already beefed up the servers more. Yes, we have software in there that once we recognize, you know, that there's thousands of computers doing thousands of requests a second, that's not a normal person on PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, it's 100% it was an attack. And the attack, of course, is meant to shut down one of our supply lines of funding in this operation. This is a military operation against the New World Order, a peaceful info war. But nonetheless, we're fighting for our lives here. That's why it's important for you, even if you don't use it, and it's a great value, great information, thousands of videos, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the live TV show. We simulcast for at least half of the radio show every day, usually more. We premiere my films at PrisonPlanet.tv, two of them coming up next month premiering there. You need to support it because, see, the enemy's attacking it because they don't want us to have support. So, in protest to this hack, I'd like to be able to say we got 500 new members today to PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, do it 1 month, $5.95, and that supports us and lets us expand what we're doing. Stand up against this hack. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Yeah, it looks like the same group that launched the distributed denial of service attack last April launched this one. But we put more measures in place, so instead of having trouble for 2 days last time, it's still going on somewhat. We're under attack right now. The bigger sites don't go down because we beefed them last year. Now we are beefing PrisonPlanet.tv, and that takes a lot of money. IT in this office is over $400,000 a year. We've had consultants in. We've got the best deals for a company our size. for the amount of bandwidth we buy. What is it? 100 terabytes a month? 100 terabytes of bandwidth a month, and that doesn't count all the other backup servers. So you can imagine how big these attacks are if systems that can theoretically almost take unlimited traffic have problems because they know how to target servers that are in front that actually serve out the site versus the media. So it's very important to realize that we're being censored all over the world, in libraries and government facilities and corporations and on Wi-Fi systems, that we're being demonized, that we've been put in databases as dangerous sites to go to, sites that have viruses, sites that have cookies. We have none of that. We don't have cookies. Any of you that know how to check that, you can look in 1 second. People appreciate that about InfoWars, Prison Planet, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's just all these lies. Any lies that can be told, they're told. And it, the same thing happened to the Drudge Report yesterday, and now the Sergeant-at-Arms has had to retract it and say, okay, there are no viruses on the Drudge Report. There are no viruses. Why would Drudge do that? That's ridiculous. And destroy his media empire. It was just made up. They just lied about the Drudge Report because he's the main guy out there exposing the global warming fraud and the healthcare fraud. And they know that all the major media reads it and goes off the Drudge Report. And now he's posting our articles. And they've been forced to admit it was a lie. They put it out. Don't visit the Drudge Report. It puts viruses on your computer. And now the Sergeant of Arms admits, oh, no, actually, we downloaded fake security systems. You know those ads that say download the security system? That's what was putting viruses on their computers. So this is going on all over the place, just attacking any alternative media, demonizing it, demonizing the Internet. You know, one guy kills somebody that he met off of Craigslist. Oh, we need to censor or control Craigslist. Or one person gets killed because some teenage girl gets conned into meeting with a killer in England on Facebook. So, you know, the Internet's bad. No, it's the bad people out there, and folks should be more wily. Women shouldn't go meet people they don't know off of the Internet. But instead of telling women not to do that, they just say, we better do something about the Internet. It's dangerous. Another form of media censorship is the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post, back when New World Order came out a year ago, that film for IFC asked me to write an article. I didn't even do it because I figured it would be censored. And I figured, right, they published part of a chapter about government drug dealing last week for Jesse Ventura's New American Conspiracies. And then yesterday morning, for an hour, they posted a section from American Conspiracy on 9/11. And then it was taken down, and it says, the Huffington Post editorial policy laid out in our blogger guidelines prohibits the promotion and promulgation of conspiracy theories. They would tell Galileo that the Earth was the center of the universe and call him a conspiracy theorist if he said, no, the Earth orbited the sun, including those about 9/11, such as, we have removed this post as such. And they removed it. But you can read what Ventura wrote at InfoWars.com. You can read the censored material. Huffington Post sends Ventura article to the memory hole. So, see, the system is losing all credibility. They're getting desperate to censor on every front now. The co-author of Ventura's book coming up.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.